Okay, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. At least the week and the weekend were calm with really no major weather events to speak of. That's a good thing. Hopefully we're winding down on the winter weather season and start to get a little warmer here for coming to spring. I know the remainder of this upcoming week, it's supposed to be at least above freezing. Some parts even up to 40 degrees, so glad change, or welcome change for the weather in this case. Now we'll just try and get rid of some of the snow that's on the ground. Things will be a little bit better. Depending on who you look at, I looked at the weather service earlier today. They're basically saying dry and mostly cloudy, but the local Channel 5 for NBC or WNEM had rain, snow, mixed basically for every day, so good guess on what we're going to get. We'll just deal with it when it gets here. Okay, top of the list, we got KC8SDL up in Bay City, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening, Rob.
The same to you. Good evening, my good friend. KC8YVF and the crew, Kilowatt, Charlie H. Here, don't believe it. There you go. Well, yesterday was a fairly good day, but now, backyard, the back driveway, we really had to plow it. I was coming out to do it, but he never got around to it. Anyways, my wife jumped in her lovely Chrysler 200. My dad would roll in his grapes if he knew he had this car. Well, he put it in reverse and started backing up. I got about 25 feet, and there she was stuck. And she's rocking it back and forth. The neighbor came over, took one of the shovel and put some pieces of the board underneath the wheels to get traction. And I thought we gave up, and she called Krieger Towing. He came over there. And Ron, you will not believe this.
KADA.
Oh, there you go. Word from her sponsor. Anyways, he got in the car, and the traction control, he turned it on or turned it off. He drove it out of there. And for the information and the pep talk, it cost me $50. He said, you had a hook, it'd been $100. So that didn't go over too good, but the car's out of there now, and now we're parking out on the street. But even 17th, where I live, hasn't been plowed yet, so I don't know. Why the way the weather's going, it's probably going to melt the snow, it'll probably be there. But anyways, I had outpatient surgery Friday for my foot. I had some issues with my foot. It went really well, except they're behind by 3 hours, so Rob had a long day in the OR waiting to be, looked at. So that was my weekend for now. Hopefully maybe next week it'll be better. With that, I'll hand it back to Net Control, and looking forward to the 7-3 round. KC8YVM, KCSL. Take it away, Rod.
Well, I'm glad your procedure went fine there, Rob. That's always a good thing. And yeah, you turn off the traction control. It allows the better traction for your wheels, because if one wheel starts to slip on the traction control and that, it can mess things up. So yeah, a lot of times if you have something like that, turn your traction control off and you'll get power to both wheels that way. Yeah, that's something that not everybody knows, and something I don't even remember all the time when I've done that is, yeah, that traction control, sometimes that ABS, those additional things are a help majority of the time, but they're a hindrance in certain situations. So I've never been a real fan of ABS brakes. I know they're supposed to work, safety feature and that, but I've always done better without those, just my preference, I guess. And same thing for the traction control. It doesn't help in all instances. So, all right, we're up to KC8VOA. Rick, you're next, followed by KD8PAZ.
Well, good evening, Ron, everybody on the net tonight. Traction control is supposed to help, but sometimes it doesn't always work that way. So the wheel that is spinning is supposed to have the brake gently applied while the other wheel starts torquing up, but it doesn't always work. So, life's lessons. If it doesn't work one way, try turning it off and see what happens. Not a whole lot new here. I am trying to learn a new program for church so I can take attendance for class. So that's what I was working on just before the net. It's something we're rolling out relatively new here. And I'm sitting here looking at my antenna mount and so forth here for my vehicle. And trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it, how I'm going to install it. So from there, I heard you on James Township. I'm assuming you're on HT because it wasn't coming through the clearest. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. KCBOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I was not out to any of the sites. Jeff called me earlier today. We were doing a dinner party for my wife's birthday. Her birthday is tomorrow, but we had my daughter and grandkids over. We had another couple over, so we did a dinner party here for her when he called. They were working. The information I got from Jeff, the James Township UHF analog station is now back operational. That's been inoperative or not working properly for quite some time. They also got the APRS back working. They was also working on the Harrison site for the Winlink station. That's been down for over 2 months, not operational or receiving on or transmitting on the VHF or the 220 side. I don't have it a connection for the 440, but I take it if the other two were down, so was that. So Jeff called to see if I had an antenna here, and I said, well, the antenna that we've been using, we just replaced about a year and a half ago. We replaced the triplexer and the antenna, and it seems like that is not working again. So I said, unfortunately, I don't have the ability to go out to the airport tonight to get an antenna, take it to there, because I'm in the middle of a dinner party. So I checked the James Township site. That is now functioning. I can get into it now from home. I did try it earlier from a handy talkie, but couldn't get into it. So it might have been my location, but at least from the mobile station here in the shack, that is now operational again. And they're going to be working on, see what we can do on the Winlink station. I was looking. I did find the antennas again. I found it would be nice because it's three bands, UHF, VHF, and 220 out there to have separate antennas. And I did find the company that's actually out of the Ukraine that sells two-bay folded dipoles. They've gone up in price like everything else, not a much, but yeah, I'd run about $1,025 to have all separate antennas. The VHF or the UHF was about $300, the 220 was $350, and the VHF was $375, so having separate antennas are around about $1,025. So that station is owned by the Central Michigan Emergency Group, so I don't know if there's any funding in their budget to get separate antennas, but that definitely would be the best. It would also get rid of the triplexer and allow them to run independently, and it would also be a commercial antenna instead of the fiberglass type of vertical antennas that we typically use for ham stuff. So those are in the works, at least. That's kind of some news that I got from Jeff and the group today. All right, next up on the list, KDAPAZ, and then I will do a station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here. I'm working on another puzzle. I started it yesterday, and I've got it almost half done. But Thursday I went and had my colonoscopy done, and they did not find anything. No cancer, no polyps. So I don't have to go back now for another 3 to 5 years. So that was a good thing for me, but I do have to go see my regular doctor on Tuesday just for a checkup. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Well, good news on that, Benny. I'm glad that everything turned out well there. I'm not due for one for until another 4 years, I guess, but they've done two regular colonoscopies over the 10 years. So this one, we're coming up, there's been nothing in there, so I'm going to ask them, instead of doing that procedure, what my wife's done is the Cologuard thing. Since the PSA test and everything else have showed nothing for 20 years here, so that's not the most fun procedure itself, you don't know about because you're asleep, but it's the work up to that that's, put it plainly, a pain in the butt. So we'll see what the doctor, I can convince him to not do one in 4 years here, but I'm off a while. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.